Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia has condemned a U.S. decision to send extra troops to Europe to support its NATO allies amid Russia posturing at the Ukraine border. Moscow said it was destructive and heightened tensions and reduced the scope for a political solution. The Pentagon said 2,000 U.S. troops would be sent from North Carolina to Poland and Germany, and a further 1,000 already in Germany would go to Romania. A Tennessee Democrat was expelled from the state Senate on Wednesday over her conviction on fraud charges. State Senator Katrina Robinson of Memphis was convicted of wire fraud last fall after being accused of stealing $600,000 from a health care school she ran to pay for her wedding and other personal expenses.
This whole process has been a very painful process, and to stand before you and go through essentially a procedural lynching in this body.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When Punxsutawney Phil saw his groundhog shadow on Wednesday, he wasn't lying about winter hanging on in America.
A winter storm is bringing a mix of rain, freezing rain, and snow to the central U.S. Airlines canceled thousands of flights. Officials are urging people to stay off the roads, and schools are closed. Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan are seeing freezing rain, sleet, and snow. Significant ice accumulation is expected in an area from Louisville, Kentucky to Memphis, Tennessee. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Pentagon is reporting U.S. Special Forces carried out a successful large-scale counterterrorism raid in northwestern Syria early Thursday on an al-Qaeda stronghold. Locals at the scene afterward reported 13 people had been killed, including women and children. Residents say it lasted 2 hours in Atme near the Turkish border. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As President Biden announced 3,000 U.S. troops to Eastern Europe countries near Ukraine in support of NATO countries, one lawmaker says this move is too few and just a bad idea. Representative Brian Mast, the Republican from Florida, on Newsmax last night.
Look, I'm an American soldier. I'm going to go out there and do what the person with a star on their chest tells me to do. That's the commitment that you make, and you're going to be proud of it. But what's being done here is an extremely dangerous game. And let's do the math on this. Normally, when we go into a predicted situation of conflict, we like to have a 3-to-1 advantage, something to that effect. That's certainly not the case here. But what the Biden administration is doing is trying to create a situation where we look at NATO invoking Article 5, an attack on one is an attack on all, by using American soldiers as what you could call Operation Human Shield. Not by going about it the right way, where you get the NATO allies to grant NATO membership to the Ukraine, and then if something happens to the Ukraine, it's an attack on one, it's an attack on all. This is extremely dangerous to go about it in this way. You're betting that you can put a couple thousand American service members in the way of that Russian military and be able to invoke Article 5, an attack on one is an attack on all. That's the bet the Biden administration is making right now. That is not the right game or gamble gamble to make with the lives of U.S. service members. That, to me, that is not the right way to go about this whatsoever.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, look, at you've heard me talk about her for the last several months. I said, look, we've got to get her on, talk about her book, Laptop from Hell. Miranda Devine is going to be joining us here in just a few seconds. New York Post columnist, Fox News contributor. She also works for the Australian media as a Daily Telegraph columnist and Sky News contributor. She's actually born in Queens, New York, grew up in Tokyo, Sydney, and attended Northwestern University in Chicago. She says she's a reformed mathematician. Maybe reformed because the new math, I'm telling you, Miranda, that whole new math thing really got to me, too. So is that what caused you to be reformed?
Hi, Bill. I wasn't particularly brilliant at math to start with, but I did do it at university for my undergraduate degree, and was quite happy to leave it all behind. I think there are people better equipped at being mathematicians than I am. But I'm glad that I had that sort of little mental exercise.
Yes.
Reformed, maybe that's what we'll call it. It's like being a reformed alcoholic.
Yeah. Well, I speak to a couple of reformed attorneys, whatever that means too. So I guess we're all in the process of reformation, hopefully, for the better. But, I tell you, in reading your book, Laptop from Hell, speaking of reformed, what a pathetic story. I mean, this family they need therapy. It's a mess. I'm reading through this book and I go, man, you talk about laptops from hell. How about a family from hell?
Yeah, look, it is pretty sad. And, I mean, at the center of it all, of course, is the patriarch, Joe Biden. And the book is obviously based on Hunter Biden's laptop, the contents of it, and what it revealed about this very corrupt influence peddling operation that the Bidens have been running for, decades out of Delaware, but which suddenly became very crucial to America's national interest when Joe Biden became vice president and internationalized this family enrichment scheme in the parts of the country of the world where he had carriage for the Obama administration. And so, now that he is actually the president, and we're looking at problems in China and, of course, right now with Russia and Ukraine. Exactly. These are all parts of the world where the Biden family got tens of millions of dollars and where Joe Biden is compromised. So while we talk about a dysfunctional family, absolutely right, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, who's, in his 50s, is an adult male, but he had a raging crack addiction. And I always say to people about Joe Biden and the sort of mythology that he projects about the sort of person he is and he pretends that he's of such great character and so on. What do you say about a father who puts his drug-addicted son in front of a gushing torrent of unaccountable cash? And that is what Joe Biden did, because Hunter Biden didn't get paid all this filthy lucre from all these Russian oligarchs and, you know, Chinese state-owned enterprises or Ukrainian oligarchs or Romanian billionaires because of his pretty face or his brilliant business acumen. It was precisely to curry favor with Joe Biden. And this is the way I think Americans and a lot of sort of law-abiding countries in the West, we don't fully appreciate what it is like in countries like China and Russia and Ukraine and Romania and Kazakhstan. You don't pay the bribe directly to the official. You pay to a family member. In China, it's a son or a daughter, they're called princelings. And
yes,
so when
exactly.
Joe Biden flew his son into Beijing on Air Force Two, it was crystal clear to the CCP, to the Chinese hierarchy, what was going on. That was American power come to do private business. And that is exactly what happened.
And it's not like Joe Biden was the first to do it. I mean, you reported this. I mean, Peter Schweitzer's been reporting on it. And I got to imagine, even as you're going, you know, through the laptop and you're seeing this, you know, it's not even a smoking gun. I mean, it is the gun of evidence that is one email after another that indicts the Biden Inc. family and the Biden business. And here it is. We just came off of, you know, some spurious, you know, dossier in cahoots with the Clinton campaign. And we impeached a president, charged the American people a ton of flipping money to prove something that they knew from the get-go was false. And yet this obvious information of emails and evidence is ignored. This is amazing.
Well, look, it's what the Democrats do best. It's projection. They project all their own sins and follies onto their opponents. And then they get the media, you know, the establishment media, the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, goes along with it. They naively, willfully put aside normal journalistic skepticism that used to apply, and they just willingly accept anonymous sources, CIA people like John Brennan with an axe to grind. They accept all this bogus information, that dossier, that Steele dossier, which on its face was just absurd. It was like it had been written by some smutty teenage boy. And they accepted that as holy writ when everything that the Republicans bring up, for instance, Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson did a masterful job last year in trying to investigate some of this Hunter Biden and Ukraine corruption. And they actually brought the receipts in their investigation, and they got accused of being Kremlin agents peddling Russian disinformation. And that was the story that led any coverage of their investigation. There was barely any coverage of the really important information that they uncovered, including you know, Treasury reports showing these suspicious transactions, money flowing into bank accounts in America associated with the Bidens. So from China, from Russia, and this was ignored and covered up. And when the New York Post, when Rudy Giuliani gave us a copy of the laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop that he'd abandoned in Delaware in 2019, we did our due diligence. We started publishing stories before the election, 3 weeks before. We got censored by big tech, and the rest of the media ignored us. And then you had John Brennan and his pals and former intelligence and defense operatives, high-ranking people like Leon Panetta, who should have known better, signed a letter, 50 of them, claiming that the laptop was Russian disinformation. No evidence. They hadn't looked at the laptop. There's nothing to do with Russian disinformation in this laptop. It's never been denied. We've verified all the email or a lot of the emails that we've published with other recipients of them, and we've verified it every which way, including using Tony Bobulinski's material that he provided to the FBI and to me last year. He was one of Hunter Biden's business partners. That all accords with the material on the laptop and augments it. And then Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley.
Exactly. Well, we appreciate you coming here to bring it to light. We've got more from Miranda Devine after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Out here on this desert road, it's hot as fire, but I've grown cold. Circling like a plane that never lands. And even though the questions change, the answers always stay the same.
Welcome back, Fresh and Independent. Just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Miranda Devine continues with us. New York columnist and author of the book Laptop from Hell, Hunter Biden, Big Tech, and the Dirty Secrets the president tried to hide. No doubt this was an all-out cabal, you know, to hide this evidence. I mean, to the point that somewhere 15-20% of the electorate said, had they known about Hunter Biden's laptop, they would not have voted for Joe Biden. So I guess the Democrats would have had to really double down and do more cheating in order to get the selection of Joe Biden as president.
Well, it really was a concerted censorship operation, and really shocking that, two unaccountable monopolies, like oligopolies, you could call them, in social media, in Facebook and Twitter, just within hours of our story going online last October, they censored it. They, not last October, sorry, 2020, October 2020. I keep forgetting we're 2022 now.
it's all going so fast, I know. Yes.
And you know, that they felt that they had the right to traduce the reporting of the New York Post, which is basically the oldest newspaper in America, founded by Alexander Hamilton, the fourth largest by readership in the country. You know, who do they think they are? Well, they obviously think they're more important than a sitting U.S. president, because they deplatformed President Trump. So that is a frightening situation that we are in. Nothing has been done to remedy it since. And, you know, even Emmanuel Macron in France voiced some disquiet when President Trump was deplatformed, because these are, you know, these global operations which are more powerful than the elected president. That is terrifying.
It really is. And the thing is, it's not so much who they think they are. It's us saying, who do we think they are? They know who they are. They've got full control of the levers of power in every way. You know, I want to go back to what you talked about in terms of the princelings. I mean, this is a paradigm that operates in every country. The CCP saw this very clearly when Joe Biden brought his son with him on Air Force Two. That just told them, hey, look at, we run the same program. We're just like you. And this is why Blinken and, you know, those that were representing the United States in front of the CCP last year got slapped down by the communists, because they were saying, hey, you're no better than we know who you are. How dare you bring any kind of righteous arrogance into this meeting? You have no standing whatsoever, because they could have very well finished that statement, and maybe they did, and maybe it just didn't, you know, pass the translator's test to say, we know you're president.
Well, exactly. I mean, it also goes for Vladimir Putin. Hunter Biden was, mixing with the corrupt, vile oligarchs that are in the inner sanctum of Vladimir Putin, as well as President Xi's inner circle. This is a crackhead who was just unable to conduct a normal life, and his father had deputized him as the bagman for the family to collect the money. And it's a disgrace that it was allowed to happen at the time, and it was being done right in front of the American people's noses. I mean, Hunter Biden was flying around on Air Force Two, not just to Beijing, but to Mexico and around the country, doing his own private business, or let's say the family's private business,
exactly,
with Joe Biden's imprimatur as vice president. It's shocking that there was nothing made of it at the time. And now it's coming out. All we're getting is just stonewalling and the White House saying it has nothing to do with us.
And the laptop clearly demonstrates that Joe Biden was getting his beak wet. You know, he was getting his cut in all this, right? The big guy.
Absolutely. I mean, we've heard from Hunter Biden's own emails and text messages to family members that he felt aggrieved that he had to give so much of his money to the rest of the family. He said to his daughter at one point, you're lucky that you don't have to give half your salary to Pop, which is his father, Joe Biden. There's also evidence on the laptop that I found that there was co-mingling of Joe and Hunter Biden's finances. They had shared bank accounts, shared debit cards. And also there is some evidence that Hunter Biden was paying Joe's kind of regular household bills. There are, you know, things like painting of Joe's and Jill's mansion by the lake in Delaware, sort of rebuilding a retaining wall, replacing an air conditioning system in a cottage that was on the grounds that Joe Biden used to rent to the Secret Service. All those kinds of you know, expenses that every household has, especially if you have this lavish pile, as Joe Biden does in this very ritzy part of Delaware, in Greenville, Delaware, near Wilmington. And there's also evidence that of an AT&T monthly phone bill for Joe Biden that Hunter was paying. And no doubt that is just the tip of the iceberg. Joe Biden has always boasted about being the poorest man in Congress, and yet he lives this champagne lifestyle. He lived in, has always lived in, the most luxurious houses. He dresses impeccably in very expensive clothes. His entire family has lived a life of immense privilege. He rails always about white privilege. Well, his family is a shining example of the absolute worst of white privilege. Anything they want, whether it be, you know, the things that money can't buy, entree into the best Ivy League colleges, grace and favor jobs at inflated prices, inflated salaries, you know, clerkships or internships, anything they wanted, they got. And, you know, as we know, the rest of us scrimp and save to get things for our children. And Joe Biden is the patriarch, and he acts like a, the godfather, and giving, bestowing favors and receiving favors. And Hunter Biden was sort of his go-between when people were coming in cap in hand and asking for favors from him.
Where's the IRS on this, Miranda? I mean, I think that, you know, you're going to tell me that this guy paid taxes and all this money?
Well, no, he did. I mean, because there were some pretty hairy close calls for Hunter Biden. He, practically all of his business partners ended up either in jail, dead, or disappeared, you know, here and in China. And he somehow managed to come out smelling like roses from all these entanglements. But there were, behind the scenes, some really panicked or, say, urgent missives from his lawyers and accountants getting him to get his books in order. They were getting his books in order on his behalf. And one of his business partners, Eric Schwerin, was sort of like his factotum, who was on top of all his life, his, you know, the paperwork in his life, because Hunter Biden, as I said, was a drug addict who couldn't pay his bills, he couldn't pay his alimony, he could barely get out of bed, couldn't do anything. So other people were orchestrating his getting his tax affairs in order, and he had massive tax bills he had to pay around that time. So I don't know whether he still has some sort of tax problem, but he did have very, very good professionals on the job. I know that he's being investigated over potential, you know, tax issues, also potential alleged money laundering, and also some of his foreign dealings. His uncle Jim Biden, who Joe's younger brother, who was also up to his neck in this operation, he is also is being investigated. So.
Wow. Only if they're interested in it, Miranda Devine. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Laptop from Hell. We'll link the book at our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Hunter Biden, Big Tech, and the Dirty Secrets the President Tried to Hide. Miranda, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia has condemned a U.S. decision to send extra troops to Europe to support its NATO allies amid Russia posturing at the Ukraine border. Moscow said it was destructive and heightened tensions and reduced the scope for a political solution. The Pentagon said 2,000 U.S. troops would be sent from North Carolina to Poland and Germany, and a further 1,000 already in Germany would go to Romania. A Tennessee Democrat was expelled from the state Senate on Wednesday over her conviction on fraud charges. State Senator Katrina Robinson of Memphis was convicted of wire fraud last fall after being accused of stealing $600,000 from a health care school she ran to pay for her wedding and other personal expenses.
This whole process has been a very painful process, and to stand before you and go through essentially a procedural lynching in this body.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of Gun Control Myths. Hey, John, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Always good to talk to you, Bill.
Well, John, nerves still running very raw on these rash of police shootings, especially the funeral of Officer Rivera, what his widow had to say there at the funeral in the presence of a very liberal DA, the scene outside of St. Patrick's Cathedral, a sea of blue, and people there to support officers in general. And then, as if that wasn't enough, of course, the other new term that we're learning these days is what they're calling copaganda. That people are becoming at least a small minority, a very small minority of people, annoyed because we make heroes out of these police officers who were shot and killed. And you got this knucklehead New York City actress who was fired after her rant in as much as, condemning what she would identify as copaganda. It's just craziness, isn't it?
It's really disheartening. I blame the media in part for these deaths of police officers. I also blame a lot of these policies. I think the widow is right in terms of going after, the district attorney who's refusing to prosecute violent criminals. You have these prosecutors across the country that are refusing to prosecute even murderers in some cases, let alone other violent types of crimes. One of the themes that's been played over and over again in the media the last few years is that somehow police are, aiming to kill black people. And, you know, nothing could be further from the truth. We recently published an academic journal article on looking at police killings of people. And what you find is that black police officers actually shoot and kill black suspects at a slightly higher rate than white officers do. But, you know, one of the things that you find when you go and look through the data is that when a white officer is involved in the killing of a black suspect, the media will mention the race of both the officer and the suspect. When a black officer kills a black suspect, the race of the black suspect is mentioned, mm-hmm. but not that of the officer. When a black officer kills a white suspect, they don't bother to mention the race of either. And so it's not too surprising that you have a situation where, you know, people have this perception that white officers are systematically killing black suspects that are there because they don't hear about the other cases. And they just assume that when the race isn't mentioned, it must be another white officer killing a black suspect.
Exactly.
The media does a real disservice in terms of how they cover this stuff. But
John, they're doing this on purpose, John. This isn't by accident. This is by design, isn't it?
You know, you may be right. It's hard to get into people's minds. It's occurring so systematically, I guess it'd be hard to believe it's purely by accident. But to me, the bottom line isn't so much whether they're doing it on purpose or not. To me, the bottom line is what's the end result.
Exactly, the net effect of it. You're exactly right. Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, they get people to think that they're legitimately motivated to go and have this, you know, types of terms like propaganda type things. And they get people to legitimately think that they're fighting for, you know, real justice by going out and doing these riots and what have you. And, you know, the media bears responsibility for the billions of dollars of property lost, for the many lives that have been lost as a result of those types of riots, about the businesses being destroyed, about the jobs being lost. You know, where do they think much of this violence is occurring? It's occurring in heavily black minority areas. You know, blacks own some of these businesses. Blacks overwhelmingly work in the businesses that are being destroyed. They shop disproportionately in the businesses that are being destroyed. You know, it's not just the crime that is committed against victims, but also the fact that their lives are being destroyed in many other ways. Who do you think owns the homes in many of
exactly.
these areas, which are being... It's overwhelmingly blacks, and their property values are being demolished as a result of all this. So, you know, the media, I think, has real responsibility, and I think the politicians who make it so, you know, so like you have the district attorney in Manhattan who said he's not going to prosecute people who have been charged with misdemeanors and even felonies. He's going to prosecute many felonies as if they were misdemeanors. He's going to lower
exactly.
the charges that are going to be against them. And, you know, again, you and I have talked about this many times, but it's not rocket science. If you make it so criminals don't face any real risk of going and being caught and punished for the crime, guess what? You're going to see a lot more crime that's going to be occurring. And,
yeah.
you know, it's a real tragedy out there, and officers who, you know, are trying to protect people. There's a reason why police are overwhelmingly put in heavy crime areas, because that's where the crime is. And
exactly.
the crime overwhelmingly is occurring in these heavily black minority areas.
John, what's in it for these elected attorney generals, these black leaders? What's in it for them that they would turn a blind eye and do something that's so counterintuitive? Is their worldview so so fractured and so compromised that it defies common sense?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've heard district attorneys from San Francisco and other places claiming openly that they don't believe that putting people in jail deters crime. The only thing I can say is I assume they haven't had kids or anything. Mm-hmm. You know, the notion, I mean, you let a child know that there'll be consequences if they go and do certain types of things, that they're going to get punished, right. And then they're less likely to go and do those things.
Yeah, that's the thing we learn as parents early on. So what's their answer when it comes to, okay, you don't think that deters crime, so what do you think deters crime?
Well, they think crime is purely economically motivated, that poor people go and commit crime. So if you give people more money, they won't go and commit crime. You know, the thing is, there are lots of people, or at least there are people out there, who want an easy way out on things. So if you make it so that you can take $950 from your local store and not worry about being prosecuted for a crime, guess what? You're going to have people with garbage bags going into CVS and Walgreens and other things and just loading up the bags with loot that they then go and turn around and sell on eBay and places like that.
Yeah. So what is it? What is this cultural restitution is determined by these attorney generals?
Yeah, well, these district attorneys and attorney generals, George Soros has spent millions and millions of dollars trying to get these people elected in different places, and he's been very successful because there's really been no counterbalance there. But, you know, the very people, you know, if you look at surveys, a large supermajority of blacks want to have more law enforcement out there.
Exactly.
They claim that they're doing this for, you know, racial justice and things like that. But again, as we talked about, the very people who are most harmed by this are the people that they claim that they care the most about. And, you know, you see this not just in terms of law enforcement. You see this in terms of things like national defense. I mean, you and I think in law enforcement, you make it risky for bad guys to do things, they'll do less of it. In national defense, you have a strong defense and you deter others from going and committing acts of
war. It is common sense. John, got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. John Lott after this. Stay with us.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's roofing company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Mira Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.375%. Yes, 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Dr. John Lott continues. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of Gun Control Myths. John, as you say, so much of this is just common sense, things that we know better. And this is the problem I've had from day one with these, you know, these theorists who end up in positions, responsible positions, we count on to protect us. And based on theory, it's amazing that we are so driven by the theoretical these days as we're dealing with COVID and science and that. It seems like the disciplines have lost something in translation here. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been in academia most of my life. I've had positions at the Wharton Business School, University of Chicago, Yale, Stanford. And, you know, one thing you learn in academia very quickly is that very few people in academia have kind of been out in the real world. People go right from undergraduate to graduate school and then get professorships in different areas. And, the thing is, these guys are isolated from what's going on. And you have left-wing professors indoctrinating the kids that are there. And, one of the weird things about academia also is that the people who consume your research are other academics. So it's very insular there. You have people writing about businesses or other things, and they've never been in the business. They've never talked to people that are in the business. They're just reading other academics' work on different things. So, you know, it's not shocking that you can get some really strange things coming out of academia. I've unfortunately come to the belief that academia is doing a lot more damage to society. We'd be better off if we got rid of the vast majority of universities and had those people going and doing productive things in their lives.
Well, when you have people that are driven by an agenda and a theory, I mean, they're so vested in it and their ego is so much into this, John, the way I can see it, that they don't want to, they really don't want to reconcile their policies with the truth of the matter. I mean, here you are with the crime.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
You know, you have some parts of academia, like scientists, that, you know, have to do kind of empirical work on, you know, what happens at the subatomic level or, you know, what happens when you have certain chemical reactions and things like that. And it's kind of hard for them to completely divorce themselves from reality or even largely do so. But when you're dealing with the social sciences, when you're dealing with other areas like English or what have you. There's really no kind of similar pressure on them to kind of control crazy theories. And the other thing about academia is that people are rewarded for kind of overturning existing paradigms, existing ways of thinking about things. And there's only so many dissertations you can write on Chaucer or something. And so people kind of go to more and more absurd areas over time just to kind of be new and different. And it's unfortunately a very weird reward system that you have in academia there. And I, as I say, you know, most students don't even know how they're being indoctrinated because they don't know what the alternative arguments are.
Right.
They don't even know what the questions are that they could be asked otherwise. I mean, it's not just...
Well, when the reward is a grade and nothing like, okay, what did you learn? If you can't be measured, but other than a grade, then you have to respond to those things that get you the grade, right?
Right. Well, sure. I mean, and to be honest, I think this is one of the reasons why Democrats are pushing for government nursery school, because they want to take kids away from the families even earlier to try to program them, because they know that if they can get kids at an even earlier age, they're going to be able to go and instill their left-wing things that we see them instilling in elementary and high school now.
Well, exactly. Well, we know that kids are like sponges up until the age of 7, right? According to scientists.
I think they're sponges all the way up through college. I mean,
maybe that as well.
I've taught in colleges, and what you see is, I mean, professor can tell the kids virtually anything, and they'll go and write it down and memorize it. They're very uncritical, many of them, in terms of the types of information that you give them.
Exactly. Well, John, as the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, you see crime off the rails here these days. People are most concerned. This will be a huge issue come the midterms. What is the truth of the matter versus what the legacy media is telling us? Why is crime so out of control in your understanding and from the research that you do on an ongoing basis? What's going on?
I mean, I think you're right about it being an issue in the election. I've seen surveys indicate that crime and inflation are the number one, two issues that Americans have these days. And I don't see crime disappearing anytime soon, unfortunately, the big increases we had last year. You know, and it's, again, it's not rocket science. You made it so it's not risky for criminals to go and commit crime. You've let out huge numbers of inmates from jails and prisons. You're having prosecutors not prosecute even violent criminals. You've had police budgets cut and being ordered to stand down. You've had bail reform. I was seeing the other day, over the last few years, there's over 150 murders in Harris County, Texas, where Houston is, that have been committed by people on either no bail or very low bail that have been released there. So, you know, it's not surprising there. You know, and some of those people who committed murder had already been arrested for murder and released.
Oh, wow.
And so let's say you're somebody who committed a murder and you're going to be facing, let's say, 25 or 30 years or whatever in jail. What's the cost for you going and committing more crimes? I mean, what are they going to do? It's already a life sentence for some of these guys. You know, what are they going to do? A third life sentence is going to be the one that's going to keep you from committing another crime? I mean, they don't seem to understand this notion of marginal deterrence, that if you're already facing really large penalties, the amount that they can penalize you more isn't going to be very significant.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, obviously, we're going through this phase in our country brought on by, you say, by people of academia, these liberal district attorneys who think they have a better idea. And God forbid that we have any kind of measuring device to be able to indicate, okay, right, we tried your idea, and in the past 24 months, this is the result. How do they escape the numbers, John?
Well, they're very committed to their ideology on this stuff, and they refuse to see the facts. They go and blame something else. You know, it's COVID affecting in some other way. You know, it's not a result of their policies that are occurring. But, you know, to me, sure, COVID had an impact. It had an impact in terms of releasing huge numbers of inmates from jails and prisons across the country. People who are criminals, who are going out and committing more crime now that you've let them out. It, you know, we have the borders completely open, and criminals are coming into the country. You know, not all of them, but surely some of them are. We know illegal drugs coming into the country has skyrocketed. You know, and there are other things that are happening there. It's just, you know, you and I look at it, and it's pretty obvious. And I think most people, most Americans, see it too. They see, you know, the huge increase in drug deaths that we've had in the United States over the last year, and realize that it coincides with not being able to control the influx of fentanyl from China and what have you. So,
exactly.
I don't know. It's people who haven't had to deal with the real world and have these types of theories, it may be hard to go and convince them otherwise. You know, you see this in the debate. You know, these public health people are saying, well, it's not law enforcement that's causing the increase in crime. It's the fact that we've had increased gun sales, you know, over the last 2 years. Well, the reason why we've had increased gun sales is because of the fact that violent crimes increased so much. And if you look at it, you know, the data, if they actually looked at the data carefully, they'd see that gun crime has actually fallen dramatically in 2020. We have data for that. Gun crime has fallen by about 27%. At the same time, overall violent crime has soared. So it's kind of hard to go and blame it somehow on more guns being there when gun crime has fallen. You can't
exactly.
You can't have gun crime driving violent crime when gun crime is falling so dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's...
Well, and the people realize, John, they can't wait on the police, because when it's a life and death issue and you're looking to preserve and protect your family, lives are measured in seconds, and it takes police, I think, on average, somewhere between 12 and 19 minutes to respond. So they're taking matters, understandably and reasonably, in their own hands, and this is why the move for concealed carry, which is also on the increase as well. We'll have to talk about that at another time, because we're out of time right now. Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, has been with us. He's the author of Gun Control Myths. Thank you, John. Take care.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No matter